Radio's group chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You
talking about it.
If your social media feed has been full of wedding content this week, you're not alone. From reports surrounding Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's hugely anticipated 4th of July celebration in Madison Square Garden to the height of wedding season here in Ireland, weddings are very much in the spotlight. But while celebrity weddings grab the headlines, the reality for most couples is balancing dream days with very real budgets. So what are the biggest wedding trends this summer? Are lavish celebrations back, or are couples keeping things smaller and more personal? And has the pressure around wedding gifts become greater than ever? Joining me to unpack some of this is Róisín Finnan, founder of wedding planning company Clover Row. Originally from Ireland and now based in Boston, Róisín has planned weddings on both sides of the Atlantic and has worked with couples celebrating in some of Ireland's most beautiful venues. Róisín, thanks for joining us this evening. Let's start with the celebrity wedding that everyone is talking about. Whether it's Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce or another A-list couple, do celebrity weddings actually influence what your clients want, or are they simply just good fun to look at?
Well, thanks for having me, Valerie. And, you know, celebrity weddings are fun to follow. That's for sure. I was watching with close attention to Travis and Taylor this weekend. I'm a self-proclaimed Swiftie myself. But I suppose what's interesting with couples, Valerie, is that they're not necessarily looking to recreate a celebrity wedding. They're more so looking at them for inspiration. So social media is very much driving that force now. I think we often see weddings on Instagram or Pinterest that are, you know, multi-million dollar weddings. But I think what couples are looking to social media and to celebrities, it's really for, recreating some moments that feel a little bit more achievable within their budget. So, for example, I was speaking at the weekend to a hairstylist who was saying to me, goodness, I hope Taylor's hair and makeup is nice, because that's what we're going to be asked to do for the next 2 years. So it's really, how can they take inspiration from it? So it might be a hairstyle, it might be a fashion moment, a style of dress, a floral installation. But at the end of the day, I think celebrity weddings might spark an idea, but most couples are thinking, how can we use that as inspiration and make it feel more like us?
I suppose you can't really take any wedding by a celebrity as a carbon copy for your own, because the budgets would probably be vastly different than ordinary people in Ireland, for sure. Yeah. You're working with couples every day, I know, either sides of the Atlantic. But what is the biggest trend you've seen in Irish weddings in 2026?
So we're seeing, trends come and go, Valerie, and we're seeing a lot of, you know, demand for drapery or, you know, less florals, but more intentional design. Bold colours are very big at the minute. But I think the biggest trend across the board that I'm seeing is very much a focus on the guest experience. So couples are looking to think beyond the traditional wedding day, and they want to curate an entire weekend that feels memorable. So they're investing so much time and money into planning this event. They want to prolong the celebration. So I'm seeing couples get really creative with this. You know, recent weddings that I've done, they focus very much on the guest transition. So how are guests moving from your drinks reception into the ballroom? And they might get a bagpiper or a brass band to lead guests. So it's a fun, unique kind of entertainment for your guests. Or I did a wedding recently where they had, I had a couple that loved fishing. So they did a fishing tournament for all their guests the day before the wedding. So they're really asking themselves, you know, how can we create something that feels unique to them, but also feels quite unique to any wedding that they've attended. So we're definitely moving away from, I would say, that kind of traditional wedding format, asking how can we create moments that guests will very much remember and, enjoy. So that's something they haven't experienced before.
And from your experience, is that the same in the US and Ireland, that trend making things more personal now? Are there big differences between the weddings going on either sides of the Atlantic?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, guest experience is definitely one that I see across the board. But in terms of the US versus Ireland differences, I'd say possibly scale and structure of the two weddings. So Irish weddings are still very much about bringing both families together and communities together. So that might be a larger guest list. It could be, you know, a strong emphasis on celebrating right into the early hours of the night. While American weddings, I think they're very much focused on production and the design. So that could be your stationery, like your invitation suites, your florals, a curated experience for guests. And I think that stems from the venues in America. They don't provide all of these things that we have typically in Irish venues, like your chairs, your tableware, your tablecloths. So I think naturally American brides are kind of looking to, you know, think a little bit more about their tablescapes. But I do think, Valerie, that both cultures are very much moving closer together. So Irish brides now are very much embracing more design forward elements. And Americans, I think, are looking for kind of more of that relaxed Irish sense of hospitality.
It's interesting to look at, like, a wedding is, you would think, is a wedding. It's a wedding wherever you go. Oh, it's a wedding. It's a celebration. But to see that these trends materialize in some places, but not in other places, and that things are varying all the time, it must be really interesting for you that you get to see all of this play out in real time. And no wedding, I'm sure, is the same. Let's talk about budget, okay? Because obviously people know weddings don't come cheap. But what would you say the average cost of an Irish wedding is now at the minute?
So I often say, you know, weddings in 2026, they're a luxury, you know, and it's you have to ask yourself, like, is this something that we really prioritize and value? And it's not going to be the answer for every couple, because, you know, there is no denying that weddings are increasingly more expensive. And I'd say it can vary hugely on your guest count, your venue, you know, the type of experience that you want to create, whether you're going to do a whole destination wedding for multiple days, multiple events. But from what I'm seeing, I think many Irish couples today are comfortably spending within that 40 to 80,000 range, with luxury weddings going significantly beyond that. And I would say the biggest portion of where couples are investing in that is, you know, the guest experience that I talked about before. So it's really on things that are having a direct impact on the overall feel and experience for your guests. For example, your live entertainment, some of your production, lighting, staging. Then also photography is a big expense that couples like to invest in. And I think couples are being more intentional with that because they understand that, you know, photography is a long lasting element. Whereas, you know, something like florals, I see a lot of couples nowadays thinking like, well, no, I'm not going to invest in florals, because the reality is, as beautiful as they are, you know, they might not last. So they are definitely being a lot more intentional about where they are investing.
40 to 80 grand, like, as an average, like, as a window, it does blow my mind as someone who well, I'm currently single, but I do hope to get married someday. But like, as in that, I don't even know, like, that's like 3 years wages for people. Astonishing that things have gotten so expensive.
Yeah.
As a result, gifting at weddings, is it cash still that, you know, that most couples are looking for? Or has there been any change in what's considered even an appropriate amount to give a couple when you're going to their wedding now, because it's clearly so expensive to get married?
I know it's a shocking number. I understand completely, and there's a lot of costs that come on board with that. But I think cash is still very much the most common and practical gift, Valerie. I think especially because many couples, you know, have established homes already, and they don't necessarily need, you know, the traditional more household gifts. You know, the amount can vary. It depends really on the relationship and the guest circumstances. But generally, I think guests are kind of thinking about covering the cost of their place at the wedding. I do see, you know, if a wedding is more local, that, you know, guests might tend to gift a little less, or if they're having a destination wedding where you're attending multiple events, you might gift a little bit more.
Is there a ballpark of typically what the money amount will be in the card from your experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. And like I said, it does depend on, you know, the relationship that you have with the couple and the type of, you know, wedding that you're attending, whether it is local or a destination wedding. It can range anywhere from, you know, 150 to kind of 300 on average, I would say.
Interesting to see that scope there. Do you think that there are conversations that to happen between, you know, couples and guests about money and gifts and maybe things not being the appropriate amount? Like, have you ever seen that play out?
You know, I think nowadays most people tend to gift whatever feels appropriate and personal to them. And the couples I work with, it's surprising, like they're absolutely not planning their wedding with gifts in mind, or even considering that in their planning. They're not focused on what they're going to receive. But, you know, weddings come with so many emotions and expectations. So I think money can naturally be a sensitive topic. I think there's also, you know, sometimes there's unexpected gifts that come along the way. You know, I think back to my parents' wedding, and they actually received a basset hound as a wedding present. So I think that was definitely something that wasn't on their registry. So yeah, sometimes there can be awkwardness, but I think traditionally it's couples are kind of planning more so what they want to, the experience they want to create, and they're doing it for them and not for the gifts in mind.
Some people just get 7 toasters. Your family got like a basset hound. That is
a basset hound,
hilarious.
Yeah.
That's, and did they keep it?
They kept it. He was around for a couple of years, and then I think he had an unfortunate accident on the road.
Oh God, no. Okay, well, look, he obviously became a part of the family, a gift that they didn't know they needed.
Exactly.
Another thing that's very popular nowadays are wedding content creators. People come along to capture footage kind of nearly exclusively for a social media type audience when they're at weddings. Have you seen that become more popular at the weddings that you've been planning?
Yes. So content creators are a very interesting one because, you know, they're offering something that's almost completely different to the traditional photographer and videographer. They're kind of capturing the behind the scenes moments. It's the candid moments, the getting ready, the reactions, the energy of the day. And I think they're, you know, able to deliver that content almost immediately after, which is also another appeal, I think, for kind of more a younger audience who kind of value that, you know, capturing the feeling of the day and the kind of quick, authentic moments versus over like kind of a long form cinematic film that they might not watch all the time. So I actually see a lot of couples choosing a content creator over a videographer nowadays. So it definitely can kind of, they can relive the day and capture moments that, you know, the couples might not even have, you know, remembered, or like the day that everything happens so quickly and there's so much going on that it gives them this appeal that, you know, they can be able to relive those moments, you know, straight after.
Yeah, straight after, because it's so quick, because the way that short form content, or even if it is an extended piece of content, how quickly it can be curated in that form. Before I let you go, a quick fire question for you. What are some of the hidden gems that we have in this country to offer when it comes to places to get married?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we're blessed in Ireland to have so many beautiful historic estates and castles, and it continues to be a, you know, very popular choice for international couples and wanting to get married. And it's, you know, it's very easy to see why. I've been fortunate to kind of travel Ireland and visit so many fabulous venues, and with each one I'm like, I'm always in awe. They've all come with their own charm and unique appeal. I think, you know, places like, you know, Adair Manor, Ashford Castle, Ballyfin, Cashel Palace, Ballinahinch Castle. You know, they're all internationally recognised and very much for good reason. But I think there's a growing interest in the more exclusive takeover venues where you can essentially rent them for a whole weekend, come in with your guests. It's just you and your guests. There's a lot of freedom to recreate the flow and the feeling of the wedding across the different days. So places like, you know, Hilton Park in Monaghan, Glen Castle in Limerick, Slane Castle in Meath, you know, Ashley Park House in Tipperary. Some of those venues that, you know, get international couples are definitely looking to and to kind of curate something a little bit different than the traditional kind of wedding day.
I think any Irish wedding is beautiful, particularly if the weather cooperates, which I know it isn't always, but it's still beautiful regardless. And Róisín Finnan, founder of Clover Row, thank you for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat this evening.
Thank you so much, Valerie. It was a pleasure.
iRadio's Group Chat. My favourite thing is... If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's Group Chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You're talking about it.